I don't know if you knew it or not, but I'm just going to throw this out here. We're in a series called What Works. There's a lot of things that in this world that don't work as advertised. You ever bought something that just flat didn't work like it was supposed to? You know, when it comes to health and fitness supplements, I have tried. I can't actually say all of them. There was a few of them I recognize were not going to work. But I have tried so many of them. And I want to tell you, there's some things that work. But there's a lot of things that don't work, at least not the way that they advertise it. You know what I'm saying? And you know what? When it comes to religion, there's a lot of things that don't work. But there are some things that do work. And I'll tell you how we know the difference. It's by the word of God. And we talked about this last week. The word works. See, when we go to the word with an open and sincere heart, we find truths that will work in our life. They work in anybody's life who will believe. Amen. You got to build your life on the word. Everything else is sinking sand, but his word is a firm foundation. And if you want to know what works, the word is the beginning place because it tells us what works. The word of God tells us that faith works. So we're going to talk about faith tonight. Faith works because that is how God has chosen to work. Jesus said, you must be born again. How are you born again? Now I'm going to stick with the simple answer tonight. 1 John 5:1 says, whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Listen, when it says believes that Jesus is the Christ, it doesn't mean that you believe that Jesus was real. You know, we're going to get to this later, but even the demons believe and tremble. In fact, they believe more than a lot of believers believe. But it's not talking about just that you know that he's real. It's talking about that you believe he's the Christ. You believe that he's the one who came and died for your sins and paid the price for you so that you could be reconciled to the Father. Yes, when we believe that, we are born of God. How's that happen? Because we believe. It's by faith. I want to tell you, faith works. And when it comes to being born again, to having a real relationship with God, being close to God, faith is the only thing that's going to work. Without faith, you can't do it. It's amazing to me how people will try to add to the scripture the teachings and traditions of men. We need to hold fast to the word of God. John 3:16 says, whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Whoever believes in him. You see, it's faith. That's how we begin this life. We put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of God who died for our sins. Without faith, you can't even begin to know God or have a real relationship with him. Ephesians 2:8 says, it's by grace we are saved through faith. That's how we receive that grace, where we can be saved. Saved from the sinful human condition and all that it brings with it. It's all by God's grace. All we do is receive it by faith. That's how we're forgiven, by faith. That's how we're saved from our sins. We can't ever earn God's forgiveness. You can't undo wrongs that have been done. You can't atone for your sins to make it right with God. You know, other religions of the world, they say, okay, well, you did this, now you got to do that. In fact, there's a Christian version of that. I mean, there's a lot of it. But it's not just in some denomination or organization. There's a whole lot of individuals that somehow, deep down in their heart, that's kind of what they believe. And I want to tell you, that lowers the standard of a holy God. If you think that you can make up for, oh, no. The Bible says that even our righteousness, not our worsts, Our righteousness is filthy rags to God. See, our best stinks to Him. We need to understand that His holiness, His righteousness demands true righteousness. And we can't offer that of our own selves. It's only by faith in what He's done for us. How are we made righteous? Romans 3:22, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and on all who believe. See, faith works. That's how you are righteous. Not because anything that you have done. There's no room for pride in Christianity because it's all Him. Faith works. That's the only way you can be close to God. You want to be close to God? Now you might feel, this is kind of weird how we do this, but you know, when you've been doing good, you might feel closer. And when you really blew it, you might feel further away. And I understand that completely, but because sin separates. But you need to hear this now. It's by faith that you're close to God. It's not because of when you've been good. In fact, the Bible tells us, Hebrews 10:22, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. How do you draw near? Well, He says, with a true heart. In other words, you can't play games with God. This isn't about, you see, some people, they want to turn grace into a license for sin. No, you can't play games with God. You got to be sincere, a true heart. And when you have a true heart, you draw near in full assurance of faith. It's what He did. Faith works. That's how we begin this life. That's how we live this life. 2 Corinthians 5:7, we walk by faith, not by sight. This is how we're supposed to be living every single day. So some people think that faith is only for getting born again and going to heaven. No, as a believer, we're supposed to live by faith every day. That's the way this life is supposed to be lived. We walk, we live by faith, not by sight. Three times, though, the Bible tells us that the righteous or the just live by faith. Three times it tells us that. Every day, ours is to be a life of faith. Faith is the only way you can please God. You know, Jonathan talked about this in his message Sunday week ago. If we're going to please God in our life, we got to live by faith. And I want you to understand, you see, it doesn't please the Lord when we just live by the natural and what we see. God is spirit. He is a supernatural God. And He has chosen to move and work by faith. He's a faith God. He spoke the worlds into being. That's how He did it. He just spoke it and it was. Faith is the only thing that works in living the Christian life. You can't follow Jesus and live for God in your own strength. No, you need His help. That's the difference, is that Jesus helps us. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. See, religion says, well, just try harder. Now, don't play games with me. I didn't say you aren't supposed to try to do right. But you see, religion puts the emphasis on us and our strength and our ability and our grit. Try harder. Just do better. Try harder. No, believe more. Trust Him. That He'll give you the strength that you need, that He'll help you do it. That's the way we live this life. You know, well, gee, I guess I could go live in a monastery and then I wouldn't sin anymore. I'll just hide out in some hole somewhere and I won't sin anymore. Well, then you won't be following Jesus, because I want to tell you, it's not just about you. We got something we're supposed to do in this world. See, we gotta trust Him and believe and have faith that He'll help us. Faith works. Galatians 2:20, I've been crucified with Christ. This is all of us. Now, if you're born again, you need to hear this truth. You may not understand it all tonight, but this is what it says. I've been crucified with Christ. Let's talk about your old nature. It's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. How are you going to live this life? By faith in the Son of God who loved you. Oh man. Loved you and gave himself for you. Faith in him. It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. How do you do that? By faith. See, faith works. You need to get to the place where you can say that verse over your life. And it may be a struggle. It may feel real uphill a lot of the time. I'm right there with you. But we got to be able to say that in faith and say, Christ lives in me. The life that I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Every single day, I'm going to live by faith, relying upon him, believing what he said. Now, when I talk about faith and believing, I want you to know exactly what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about wishing. Faith is not dreaming up what you want and saying, oh, this is what I would like. I'm going to believe that. Good grief. I can tell you right now, that's not real faith and that's not going to work. That's fantasy faith. And I'm not talking about a feeling. Feelings come and go. Faith is a whole lot more than just working yourself up to expect something good. That's not it. What is faith? Hebrews 11:1 tells us, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The substance, evidence, yes. It's very real. It's something that's tangible. It's something that it's not just made up, make-believe kind of thing. It's something that's real and true, something that you can stand upon. The substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You can't see it, but you've got an evidence of it. That's faith. That's real. It's the proof of things not seen. Our faith has to be founded on the Word of God. You know, the Lord gave everybody in here and everybody out there, he gave everybody a free will. Wow. You know what's wrong with this world? Everybody has a free will. But I want to tell you how that plays out when we're talking about faith. See, you can believe anything you want to, and people do. People believe all kinds of wacky stuff. It is amazing. And there's a whole lot of wacky stuff that Christians believe. That's not real faith. Because real faith has evidence, substance. It has to be based on the Word of God. If our faith is not based on the Word of God, that's called make-believe. You know, that's what little kids do, make-believe. That's what adults do when they put their faith in something besides the Word of God. Our faith is in God and His Word, and that's it. That's nothing else. We believe His Word. That's real faith. Has to rest on the Word of God. Then in verse 3 of Hebrews 11, he says, by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. There was nothing. But by the Word of God, the worlds were framed. You need to understand that the Word of God is a higher reality than the things that you see. The things that you see were created through the Word of God. Jesus said, Matthew 24:35, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. Which one is more real? According to Jesus, his words are. Heaven and earth, it's all going to be gone. There's coming a day, the Bible says, it'll melt with a fervent heat. He's going to create a new heaven and a new earth. But his words will never pass away. And when we have his word on something, that's all we need for us to believe. File your tax return. And hopefully you're on the good side of that deal where you didn't have to pay a bunch in, you know. And now you don't even have to wait for a check. You just look in your bank account. Oh, there it is. Got a refund. Awesome. How do you know? It says it right there. I want to tell you, a lot of people have more faith in a piece of paper or an account online than they do in the Word of God. We go to the doctor, not feeling too good. Well, we're going to do a little test. Test comes back. Sorry, you got the flu. Never understand why we do that test, because, gee whiz, you've had it for 3 days. There's nothing we can do about it. Just, you got to wait it out. But at least you got rid of $100 because you had to have this test. Anyway, sorry, that's not preaching. That's meddling. But here's the thing. How do you know you got the flu? Well, the doctor said so. Really? How do you know that you have it? Because of the lab report. They said it. How do you know? Can you see the virus? Well, no. But I got this report right here. Is that, well, I don't see it. I don't see it. We sang it tonight. He keeps his promises. You stand on the word of God. It's more real than the things that you see. The things in this world were shaped by the word of God. It is powerful. Why don't we take God's word as high of a standard, accept it as high of a standard, at least as a lab report? Good grief. It's all the evidence that we should need. And when I say faith works, I'm not talking about just knowing something in your head. I'm talking about living it out in your life. James 2:17 says, thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. Dead faith is when we say we believe something, but our actions show that we don't really. That's a dead faith. Dead faith doesn't work. It's got to be real faith, something that we're willing to act on. James 2:18-23, listen to this. He says, someone will say, you have faith and I have works. He says, show me your faith without your works, and I'll show you my faith by my works. You believe that there's one God, you do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. But you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead. Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar? Do you see that faith was working together with his works? By works, faith was made perfect, and the scripture was fulfilled, which says, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. Now listen, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. How was Abraham righteous? Because he believed God, and he was called the friend of God. But notice this, Abraham had faith with works. His faith was so strong that he acted on it. He was willing to do what God said. That's how much he believed. That's real faith. Faith that we aren't willing to stand on, we're not willing to act on, that's a dead faith. It's got to be real. When I talk about faith works, We're talking about faith with works. We're talking about faith that's willing to act on what God has said. I mean, what good would it have done for Noah to hear the voice of God and say, "Well, I believe there's a flood coming. I believe there's a flood coming. I believe it." But he didn't believe it enough to build a boat. That's right, we wouldn't be here. Jesus tells the servants at the wedding of Cana of Galilee to fill the water pots, and when they did, he turned the water into wine. They had to fill the pots. I'm like, "Jesus, can't you turn air into wine same as you can water into wine? I mean, what difference does it make?" Because I want to tell you, you see, a lot of the time, people try to use their faith as an excuse to not do what they're supposed to do. They try to use their faith to get God to do what they're supposed to do. It doesn't work that way. We do what we're supposed to do. God does the supernatural. He does the part that we cannot do. Jesus told Peter, "Cast the net on the other side of the boat." And he caught a great catch of fish. Peter had to cast the net. He comes to the tomb of Lazarus. He's going to raise Lazarus from the dead. I mean, if you're going to raise somebody from the dead, can't you just kind of wave your hand or something at the stone and roll it away? He could have. But he said, "Roll away the stone." And then he called Lazarus out. Raised him from the dead. I'm just telling you, God wants us to do what we can do, and he does the supernatural part. Now, he'll help us. He'll give us strength, but we have a part. There's things that he wants us to do. You know, the Apostle Paul was writing about the ministry, and he says that we plant and we water. But it's God that gives the increase. He does the supernatural part. You see, and we need to understand this, that we believe he's going to do the supernatural part. And when we believe that, it makes it a whole lot easier to plant and water, to work for the Lord. Faith works, but don't try to get God to do your part. He does the supernatural part. And that means he gets all the glory. Because without faith in him and him doing that supernatural part, all of our efforts are in vain. And you just... It doesn't matter if you're talking about ministry or you're talking about your finances or your marriage. See, we do the part we know how to do, but he does the supernatural part. You can't turn a heart. He can. There's too many people trying to take some of the glory for themselves. And I'm talking about ministers. Their ministry is too much about themselves. Their name is promoted everywhere. I only care about promoting one name. His name is Jesus. Yes. He gets all the glory. Glory. I know what I am. Just an empty vessel without him. Just a bunch of hot air. It takes the Lord to get it done, to make a difference, to impact somebody's life. But see, really, we need to understand that about our whole life, that we always give the glory to God. We don't say, "Oh, yeah, I did it. I worked hard and I earned it and it's all mine because I did this." That sounds just like the world who don't even know him. He deserves all the glory. We should always be lifting him up and giving him the honor, the glory, and thanks. Listen, he said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. So we ought to always just be lifting him up and giving him the glory. See, that's what faith would do. You're probably going to hear me say this 1,000 times if you stick around, but listen, faith and humility and gratefulness always go together. That's right, always, always, always. And pride and ingratitude and unbelief, they go together. When you operate in faith, humility, and gratitude, God is the one that does the work, and he's the one that gets the glory. We need to understand, faith works because our Father chooses to work through faith. And when we have faith in him and we're relying on him, see, he likes that. He wants us to put our trust in him, not in anything or anyone else, not even ourselves. Many times, Jesus rebuked the disciples for not having enough faith. He says things to them like, where is your faith? Why did you doubt? Oh, you of little faith. He's still saying the same thing to his disciples today, don't you think? I mean, these guys, they watched him do miracles, and yet they struggled with unbelief, and so do we sometimes. But Jesus says, have faith in God. Hebrews 11:6, without faith it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Why does a lack of faith displease him so much? He wants us to take him at his word. I mean, we as earthly parents, it's irritating when your kid doesn't believe you, won't take you at your word. He is holy God. He is God, the Bible says, who cannot lie. And it is an affront to his character when we don't take him at his word. When you question, you doubt the word of God, you're doubting his character. When you doubt his word, you doubt Jesus. He's the word made flesh. 1 John 5:7, there are three that bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. These three are one. In the Gospel of John, in John 1:14, it says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glories of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. But I think there's another reason why the Lord is displeased with a lack of faith. He knows that without faith, we won't have the power of him working in our lives. Without faith, we won't be able to do the things that we're supposed to do in this life. We can't do everything by natural means and please God, get things done that he wanted us to do. Whatever he has for us, there's always going to be faith involved. Now I want to tell you, if we waited until we could build this building in the natural, we would still be waiting. But I'll tell you, God made it happen. We trusted him, we believe, and he made it happen. But when we do, when we trust him and give him the glory, I want to tell you, he moves. There's great power that's available when we believe. One man said to Jesus, in Mark 9:22, if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And Jesus said to him, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. See, there's power that's available. The issue is can we believe? Now, if you need to go somewhere, I mean, tonight when you leave here, you're going to go out and you're going to get in your car and you got to have a key or a fob, right? Not a key anymore. Now it's a fob, whatever. But you got to have that. That's the key to getting that car to start so that you have the power to go somewhere. Faith is the key. It's the key to getting somewhere. It's the key to doing what God wants you to do, living the life he wants you to live. It's the key. We just need to understand that. That's the key that taps us into the power of God. Matthew 9, 27 through 29. When Jesus departed from there, two blind men followed him, crying out, saying, Son of David, have mercy on us. And when he had come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said to them, Do you believe that I'm able to do this? They said, Yes, Lord. Then he touched their eyes, saying, According to your faith, let it be to you. And you see that principle, not those exact words, but that principle over and over. We receive according to our faith. It's not just what we wish for. It's not what we think we deserve. It's according to our faith. And many times, you know, when people need a miracle, they start trying to do everything right. Maybe he'll do it because I'm being good. I believe because I'm being good. I know that sounds, I want to explain to you the issue with that. I've gone to church 4 weeks in a row. Try to do good, try to do extra things even. Everything we know to earn a miracle. You can't earn anything from God. He will never owe you, ever. Faith works. Turn it around. Turn it around. I didn't say don't do good. I didn't say don't do right. Do right because you believe. See, this is even how salvation works. We don't get saved because we did good. But because we got saved, we do good. That's what the Bible teaches. It's not works that gets us saved, but because we're saved, we do good works. That's Ephesians 2, 8, 9, and 10. And when we're believing God for a miracle, yeah, you ought to go to church and pray and seek God and act right and do right and repent. But not because you're trying to earn something from God. You do it because you love Him and you want to serve Him and you believe that He's going to help you. But you're not trying to earn it. You can't earn a miracle from God. Galatians 3, 5. Therefore, he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? How does this happen that we receive the Holy Spirit and he works miracles? How does this happen? Is it because we did all the works of the law or is it because of the hearing of faith, because we heard and we believed? I want to tell you, first of all, about the Holy Spirit. You will never be holy enough to receive the Holy Spirit. But when you believe, you receive the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will start a work in you to make you holy. It's faith that gets it done. Faith works. Jesus was a faith preacher. Do you know the Pharisees never, ever preached faith? People criticize faith preachers. I'm a faith preacher. I preach faith because my Savior preached faith. Doubt preachers. What is that? Unbelief is cheap and easy. Anybody can do that. The world's got a handle on that. Faith isn't easy. But it's trusting God in the face of circumstances and situations. We trust God. We believe what He said. And I just want to encourage you. I told you Sunday, be careful what you listen to. You need to surround yourself with the Word of God. You need to hear faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And when we hear the word and we receive it, I tell you, faith comes. In Ephesians chapter 6, Paul is writing about the armor of God, and he says in verse 16, he says, above all. In other words, this is the most important thing. Above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. See, when you're under attack, when you're in a battle, faith will stop the fiery darts of the enemy. Listen, there are going to be things that happen. You're standing against all the wiles of the devil. You're in this battle and you're believing. There's going to be things that happen. It looks like it's just getting worse. Faith will quench that fiery dart. There's going to be people that say things, say negative things. Maybe you're in a situation where somebody's accusing you. Faith will quench those fiery darts. There's going to be thoughts that just come into your mind, thoughts of doubt and fears and unbelief. Faith will quench that fiery dart. You need the shield of faith when you're in a battle. When you're under attack, faith works. Sometimes it doesn't look like it's working. Just for time's sake, I'm just going to tell you this story. It's from Mark chapter 11. Jesus sees a fig tree and he goes over to the fig tree and there's no figs on it. And so he cursed the tree. There was nothing visible that happened. The disciples and him leave. They come back the next day and the fig tree is all withered up. The disciples were like, look what happened. And sometimes when we are standing in faith and believing, it's not the next day. Sometimes it's not even next year. Faith is between the I believe it and I see it. You just keep believing. You keep standing. It doesn't always happen instantly. And I told you this Sunday, but I want to read this. Mark 11, 22 through 24. So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God, for surely I say to you, who says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes those things he says will be done. He'll have whatever he says. That's faith working, when you say what you believe. Many, many years ago, probably 30 years ago, there was a bar that was built just... My parents lived out in the country. This bar was like a quarter of a mile from their house. And Carmen and I, it just kind of grieved us. You know, it just bothered us. And so we prayed that that bar would close or just go away. And within a year, it burned down. And we didn't pray it would burn. We just prayed it would close or something, you know, but. And somebody said, well, maybe they just burned it to get the insurance money. I don't know. All I know is God answered my prayer. And some people say, oh, I don't believe that. You don't have to. We did, and he did. I'm just telling you. Now, I'm not telling you it always happens that way. I'm not going to go around here and close all the bars. I just felt something inside. It bothered me, and we prayed about it, and God took care of it. But I'm just telling you that God does answer prayer prayed in faith. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe you receive them and you will have them. You're in an impossible situation, going, you know, trying to move on past the loss of a job or a divorce or bankruptcy. You know, the world says, well, just make the best of it. Hopefully things will turn out okay. Don't leave an almighty God out of the equation. Five minus seven equals negative two. How about five minus seven plus God equals victory? You see, when you put God in the equation, it's totally different. You know how you put God in the equation? Faith. Faith is how we overcome. Who is born of God? 1 John 5:1, whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. 1 John 5:4, for whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. We all have battles. We all have difficulties and challenges. How are we going to overcome? Our faith. We want to see God work in our lives. We want to accomplish things for the Lord and do what He wants us to do. We want to see lives change. How? Faith works. Faith is how we receive the promises of God. Faith is how we accomplish what he wants to do in our life. When you read Hebrews chapter 11 about all the heroes of faith, and I would encourage you to read it, by the way. You see, all of these great miracles that God did in the lives of these heroes of faith, they all had one thing in common: faith. By faith, Abel offered a better sacrifice than Cain. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. By faith, Noah, when warned about things not seen, in holy fear, he built an ark to save his family. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went. By faith, Abraham, even though he was past age and Sarah herself was barren, was enabled to become a father because he considered him faithful who had made the promise. By faith, Abraham, when God tested him, offered Isaac as a sacrifice. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their future. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of Joseph's sons and worshiped as he leaned on his staff. By faith, Joseph, when his end was near, spoke about the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt and gave instructions about his bones. By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born because they saw he was no ordinary child and they were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea on dry land, but when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the people had marched around them 7 days. By faith, the prostitute, Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. And what more shall I say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah and also David and Samuel and the prophets. Faith works. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it, the elders obtained a good testimony. What will be our testimony when this life is past? Well, it did the best it could. Or will it be by faith? I did what God wanted me to do. We want to have that kind of testimony. Trusting God, our faith in Him. Let's pray. Stand with me.